Well, good morning, and good morning to anyone who may listen to this online. I am grateful for what I get to do. You know, it's not every day you get to do something that touches your soul and that brings out the best in you. You know, that makes you stand in your truth. So here I am. I was listening to what would love do now? Well, love would get up and do what they're supposed to do, give their talk. So what frees us? Do you ever think about that? What frees us? Is it when nothing ever negative happens in your life? When everything is like, I got this picture of, the seven dwarfs, Snow White and the seven dwarfs, where there's music and the birds are flying and chirping and everything is just one. Is that what frees us? You know, you ever hear the phrase, I'll be happy when? You fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. Is that what frees us? You know, we're on part six of this spiritual liberation series, inspired by this book, The Untethered Soul, written by Michael Singer. And you see, in order for us to cut that tie, to break whatever binds us, we have to untether it. We have to untie it. We have to let it loose. We have to learn how to let it move through. You know, we should stop placing limitations on ourselves. You and I are spiritual beings. Through the Christ within us, believe it or not, we can do and bear all things. When we lean into the divine energy of the universe and go along on that flow. Well, the first lesson we talked about was one of awareness. How many practiced with me? We practice being consciously aware of our inner dialogue. I hope you're still doing that. I'm still doing that because I want to be the best version of Vernetta that I can be. So we practice just looking at those thoughts and knowing that those thoughts are not us. You know, we believe in our thoughts and what we think so much that we can't separate the thoughts from what we truly are. And all that chatter occurs within us. Then the second week we talked about the natural flow of the energy of the heart. You know, heart represents love. When I think of thoughts flowing through that heart energy, oh man, that means I'm touching it with love, right? And what does love do? Love forgives. Love doesn't see any differences in anything. It's unconditional. And then the third week, we talked about change. Who likes change in here? I do now. Yeah. Because what does change do? Change means we're growing. Change means we're not static. Change means that we're going with that flow. Change is not always good, is it? And we talked about that. We talked about, Michael Singer called them thorns, those buttons that get pushed. You ever have an immediate reaction to something somebody says in a negative way? Well, I know back in the day I used to say, well, and I respond back, and then they respond back, and I'd respond back. And what good was that? Where was my energy? Where did it go? It went into all that back and forth, didn't it? Did that do me any good? No, because what happens when you walk away, you feel that weight, that heaviness. I know now when something like that occurs, oh man, I have to go and apologize. Maybe not so much for the thing that occurred, but apologize for me thinking of them being less than a child of God. Because the Christ in me, if it's recognizing the Christ in you, it's not going to resist by arguing. It's not going to cling to an old thought that is keeping us separated. It's going to let go and let that move through. We talked about that. We talked about those thoughts, that chatter, that experiences, they do not come to stay. They come to pass through. Some come to teach us, some come to just alert us, and some come to let us know you're okay. But even that one, we don't want to cling and hold on to it. It didn't come to stay. It came to move through. You know, I've been practicing that. Man, when you begin to understand that that's not, don't give it a permanent home in your life, that aggravation against anybody, or that feeling, that friction in a relationship, don't give it a permanent home in your thinking. See it for what it is. Know that it's not you. And let it move through. Case in point, I'm working on that right now as we speak. This morning when I left out my door, I had a shawl. And I was going to put my beautiful shawl on But when I got halfway to church, I looked over at all my things I had, and I said, where's my shawl? I had it hanging on my purse when I left out the door, but it wasn't there. And I couldn't remember in my mind whether anything was laying on the ground when I got in the car. And I was holding on to that in disappointment. But you know what? By the time I got here, I thought, what are you doing? You're expending an awful lot of energy on a material thing. Look at it from the big picture. Is it gonna bring anything into your life that's lasting? Well, you know, that little thing on my shoulder said, well, yeah, it's going to make me feel better. That's looking out here. for something to make me feel better in here. We have to let things go. This experience for me did not come to stay. Can you think of an experience that you're going through right now that you're expanding all this energy on, that you're holding on to, that you're using all your time trying to figure it out from the outside in? And you could sit back and look at it, put it in the scope of the wholeness, your wholeness. You know, we did learn in one of these lessons to put it to the test. Is it true? Is it the truth about me? And then go from there. We learned that we build perimeters. We think that we can build us a safe zone, don't we? Area or a space where we won't be touched by the pain. That's what we do when we stuff our experiences down, when we don't deal with them and let them pass through. When we put them down into our storage bin, which is our subconscious, what happens down the road? And a like experience happens, and whoops, there it is again, gnawing. They did not come to stay. And don't build a barrier around yourself, thinking that will keep you safe from whatever experience you're going through. Face it head on. You know, a lot of people tell me, well, I'm not going to go over there because I don't like so-and-so. That's avoidance. That's building that gate. You're going to stay in your own little safe area so that that thorn or that button can't touch you. But it's not going to go away until you release it, till you let it move through. Till you let it move through the energy of the heart, which touches it with love. Yes, I always talk about love. Love is the one great harmonizer and healer in the universe. Love is God. Love is energy. That energy moves and touches and lifts. And if you don't know much about it, get some of Charles Fillmore's stuff. Kind of familiarize yourself with the power of love. There's power in love. You know, some people spend their whole lives trying to protect themselves, trying to fix things from the outside in, trying to change everybody but themselves. Like Dr. Phil says, how's that working for you? So, if you want to be free, it takes inner work. You got to work inside. You got to work with what's stuck, that stuff that's buried there. You got to face it. That is, if you want to be free and spiritually liberated. How do you know that stuff? Well, what's bugging you? What is it right now when you think about it, it just bugs the heck out of you? We all have things like that, don't we? If we never take a look at them, what's going to happen? They're going to make their home. They're going to stay. And they're going to wait for you to come out of your safety zone so they can jump on you. We need to release. We need to do the work. you got to do the inner work. You got to become open and receptive to the Christ within. This morning at Walk the Talk, we talked about what do you believe God is? That's the first relationship when we want to be spiritual liberated, we need to come face to face with and decide, what is it? What do you believe the nature of God is? Good and bad, sometimes good to people, sometimes bad over here, sometimes clashing them both together, friction. Or do you believe, as we say, God is omnipotence, all the power there is, all the energy there is, and it's not just contained in one space. It's spread out through all of us. God is omnipresence everywhere, all in all. And omniscience. Where do you go for knowledge? Out here, to college, to books? Or do you take a moment to turn within and ask? Seek and you shall find. Seek within and then go as though it has already been answered. You know, we place so many limitations along this pathway of life. We establish definitions and boundaries of what is acceptable and what is not acceptable for ourselves and for others. We cling to these limitations, judging all the way. Righteous judgment? Mm-mm. Yeah. We talked a little bit about respecting one another's beliefs, about living in the now, right here, right now, where you are, and respecting right here, right now, where others are. Watch television. Put yourself to the test. Watch the news. And you'll know where you are on your journey. And you'll know what it is you need to begin to work on. If you believe that the economics out here is all there is, and that if you gather a bunch of wealth and hold it to yourself, that you're going to be happy, that brings with it a whole nother set of problems, right? But when you begin to get a sense of who you are deep within yourself and hold on to that no matter what faces you and what comes up against you, I am the Christ. I am a child of the Most High. I am divine in nature. I am going to stand on that truth. I am not going to let what others think of me affect me. Because what? I am that I am. And no matter what happens, I'm not going to resist. I'm going to look at it and let it flow through. That experience didn't come to stay. I'm going to let it pass through. Now, you're probably saying by now, okay, Vernetta, yeah, that's in your world, but what about mine? You know, we all have to do the work. Even Vernetta has a lot more work to do. I always tell people, I'm not walking on water yet, but just hold on. Hold on. A little, some more growth. Maybe I'll get there. But in all seriousness, I've been studying Brian Katie's book, Loving What Is. Little commercial. I'm probably gonna do a study with that for us sometime next year, early next year, because, oh wow, when you begin to love what's in you and let that vibration, let that energy begin to move out and reach and touch the universe, it will lift you into such a joy within that no matter what is happening in the world, it won't touch you, because you know that you can withstand the storm, that you're okay and you're all right. So Brian Katie says that she is free now. Not because she doesn't have the same limiting thoughts as you and I, but because she no longer believes them. You see, when we hitch our belief to those limiting thoughts, what's going to happen? Like attracts like, right? Some more is going to come to us. But when we believe that that's not the truth about us, that we're not limited, that we're made to expand and rise and lift in consciousness, that's when we begin to make progress. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, says, consciousness is all that we are aware of, spirit, soul, and body. All that we are aware of, spirit, soul, and body. And he also says, we are hugely this expansive self of consciousness, limitless. What happens when we narrow our focus, when we build that perimeter, when we stay behind our walls? Then we narrow our awareness of reality or of the absolute. We narrow our awareness that we are expansive beings. A good example of this is, okay, we all watch movies, right? Well, we watched one here last night. Now, when you watch a movie, you get, if it's a good one, you get so focused, so completely into what's happening on that screen that it seems like our reality in that moment, right? You're right in there with them. I found myself talking to the movie, telling them what to do. I mean, I was really there. I was in that, there with the main character, trying to tell him what to do. Mm-hmm. And as it says, we forget that we're seated or that we're with a group of people surrounded by dozens of people having the same experience. And our consciousness is narrow because we're in this time and space with the characters in that movie that there's almost nothing else occurring. But you know, we're not confined like that. In watching things like that, we have to remember, this is just a movie. It didn't come to stay. It's just moving through. It doesn't have to affect how I go about what he was doing from this point on. It's just a picture. Oh, if we could but treat our experience like that. Not ignore them. Look at them and know that this too shall pass. Because I am unlimited. My consciousness is expanding in spirit, in Christ. I'm beginning to know more and more what I am. And that gives me strength to stand and know that whatever this is, it shall pass. You ever look back on an experience and say, wow, I didn't think I'd get through that. And here you are. Here you are. So we need to untether ourselves, to cut those that keeps us back loose, to be able to live in the now and not cling to the past. The past is past. It's moved through if you have let it and released it. But right here, right now, what is happening? I'm a spiritual being, and I'm in the midst of human experiences. I know in my consciousness, because my consciousness sees an expansion of life. It sees no limitations except what I choose to limit. You know, we can choose limitations. You can choose to think, oh, I can't do that. But when we become aware of ourselves as expansive beings, we begin to see the world as being expansive. I think of things in terms of choices. When we expand our awareness beyond the rational, beyond the personal, we connect at a deeper level. This can work in relationships. Why does it work? Seeing beyond, expanding our awareness beyond the rational and the personal. Why does that work? Because we see everything as unconditional, unlimited. It's beyond the roles that the roles, the roles that I have place myself in. For Netta, the student, the teacher, the friend, the sister. It goes beyond those roles. And it can go beyond for you too. So, what frees us? Have you done some thinking while I was talking? What frees us? When is it no longer when we have limiting thoughts? Is it when we we stop going beyond the walls and place ourselves in a safety zone? No, what frees us is what we believe in. What we believe in. And if you believe you are a spiritual being, first and foremost, having this experience, you're well on your way to being spiritually liberated. How do you get there? Add prayer to your life. Add meditation to your life. And I'm not talking about any formal sense of meditating, but placing your hands a certain way. Looking at a beautiful scenery of nature is meditating. Pondering the beauty that you may see. I was looking at the beauty in the incoming, was supposed to be thunderstorm, but I don't think it ever materialized. At least not in my area. But that's beauty. That's energy. Michael Singer wrote, "The highest spiritual path is life itself. If you know how to live daily, that in itself becomes a liberating experience. Taking time each day in prayer and meditation, listening and contemplating how wondrous and marvelous you truly are." And with that, let's practice a little meditation. Let's practice a little prayer work. Let's begin by first affirming the prayer given to us by Jesus Christ. Together, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever." And we claim that as our truth. And we take a moment and take a deep breath and release it. And relax into this time right here, right now. If we want to expand our consciousness, if we want to grow, if we want to lift ourselves to that high frequency, then taking time in the quiet is a must. Bringing our focus inward to the Christ within. We make this inward journey by taking a breath and moving down into our hearts, into the energy of the heart. We feel the vibrations that are lifting us as we enter into our heart regions. And we step over the threshold of our inner chambers. And immediately we know what it feels like to be loved unconditionally. Immediately we know the joy that resides deep within, that is always at our beck and call. And there's no doubt in this quiet place for the wisdom of the ages the wisdom that in us is something divine. The wisdom that we are right now in a place of wholeness. And we take a moment and rest and trust in the quiet. And in this place of quiet, I affirm I am open, peaceful, and free. Feel the energy of that. I am open, peaceful, and free. That's your expansive self. That's going beyond the boundaries. That's crossing those gates that may have enclosed us before. I am peaceful and free. Dear God, we're so grateful this morning. We're grateful to come together to lift each other's vibrations in oneness, to know what we are, and to know that love is what binds us, and we are grateful. And in this moment of gratitude, as you gently bring your attention back to this time and space, I invite you to affirm with me, I am open, peaceful, and free. Together, I am open, peaceful, and free. Feel those words moving in and throughout you, loosening up anything that may be still trying to hold on. Say it again. I am open, peaceful, and free. Now I want you to turn and look at someone. I want you to look at them and know this truth for them and affirm you are open, peaceful, and free. Together, you are open, peaceful, and free. We're ever-expanding beings. We're growing. There's room for growth. We are lifting the restrictions, lifting the barriers. Tell them again, you are open, peaceful, and free. Now, as a sense of the community that we are, we're building here, aren't we? We're growing into something that's great, that's complete, that's full, that's rewarding and satisfying. So as a sense of community, we are open, peaceful, and free. So let's say this together. We are open, peaceful, and free. What?
We are open, peaceful, and free.
One more time.
We are open, peaceful, and free.
And it is so, and so it is. Bless you. And we're going to express our openness now as we think about this ministry and keeping it going and keeping it working and keeping it reaching beyond our walls here. You know, we are very prosperous. Did you know that? You sitting there, you can affirm it for yourself. I am prosperous because we are. We're not only speaking of giving of tithes and love offerings, but we're also speaking of giving of time, giving to each other the love and the peace that comes along with being a community. And in doing so, we invite anyone to invest in us, right? We're investing our substance that we have been given that comes from all different sources, places, but the main underlying source of everything we have is what? God. And we're expressions, and we want to express by using the substance provided with us for upbuilding of this ministry. So as you take your gifts in your hand, your love offerings, and by the way, we now have the envelopes in the pews. So as you take your love offering in your hand, oh, I like rubbing it because that gives it that energy. I have a lot of energy flowing in me now. How about you? Yeah, so we feel that energy. We feel that energy. And we affirm our prosperity blessing together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive. And we release it out into the universe. Bless you. Thank you.